The Madison Methodical Meanderers has a goal. The members want to walk every street in Madison. WPR's Alyssa Allemand recently took a stroll with the group on the city's east side near the Yahara River.
The COVID-19 lockdown in 2020 led many people to discover the sacredness of a neighborhood stroll. Melinda Meringue took that a step further.
Well, I first came up with the idea to walk all of the streets in town during the pandemic when I was tired of walking all of the same streets over and over again in my neighborhood. And I decided, since I wasn't, you know, traveling, I wasn't really going anywhere, that I should start exploring deep instead of exploring wide.
This all started when she was living in California.
And then when I moved to Madison, I thought that it'd be a really great way to explore the city and learn more about this new city that I'm living in, and also to make friends because, you know, I don't really know anybody here.
So she started the Madison Methodical Meanderers.
So I would say, like, as far as the goal of literally walking every street in Madison, that's mostly me. I'm the weirdo that really wants to do that, and other people are like, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really care if I do or don't.
About 2 to 6 people meet up to walk once a week. The group explores a different area of the city each time, with Meringue mapping the 3 to 5 mile routes. Meringue has a special interest in this endeavor that goes beyond walking as just a hobby or exercise.
I make mapping software for a living, so this type of mapping exercise is something that I really enjoy nerding out over.
She follows the route through a tracking app on her phone.
I mean, using my company software for this project is kind of like using an aircraft carrier to go for a lazy afternoon boat ride on Lake Monona, but it's what I have, so, yeah. All right, this little road segment will be a boop, so we're just going to go to the end and come back. Boops are optional. We have this thing we call a boop, which is when we go to the end of a street and we go boop, and then we turn around and we come back. Because, like, if we want to literally walk every street, sometimes you have to backtrack.
Highlights of the walks often include animals.
That must be mom.
The micro bunny. We love seeing bunnies and turkeys. So if you ever see a pet in a window, point it out. Oh, what was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bopping and window pets. I don't know. What other terms do we have right now?
So there's these geese that swim up and down the river, like, every day. And yesterday they were having flying lessons, and it was really cute. Cool. They were like, flap, 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 flap.
The group also points out finds like maker stamps pressed into the sidewalks.
So that one says 2025 because it's brand new. But sometimes you can, like, tell the age of a neighborhood by finding the maker stamp on the sidewalk outside the houses.
I'm learning so much already.
So another thing we do is we always read plaques whenever we find plaques. And we like to read them dramatically. So, W.D. Curtis Mayer, John F. Icky. Really?
Do you have, like, a favorite area of town that you, like, find yourself coming back to? Or?
I mean, of course I love these, like, beautiful old historic neighborhoods that have beautiful gardens and lake views and all that. But really, I can't think when I've ever been on a walk that I didn't find something enjoyable about, like, even the awful ones. Mm-hmm. You know, I always find something that is interesting to look at, or you see a pretty garden, or you see a fun pet, or read an interesting plaque, or you just, like, see the way that the city's constructed, and I just find that fascinating, so.
Meringue says she's walked about a quarter of Madison's streets as of the summer of 2025. She predicts it will take the group about 8 years to finish all of them.
WPR's Alyssa Allemand brought us that story on the Madison Methodical Meanderers. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lolan Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.